WUKY presents Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
25-year-old Alex Elswick has taken on many identities in his young life. Overachieving student, promising baseball player, college dropout, drug dealer, and later recovering addict. Here he talks with his mother, Shelley Elswick, about hitting rock bottom, the toll his addiction took on their family, and the long and rocky road to recovery.
I think in the beginning, it's about being with people, and it's about an experience, and drugs are supplemental, or they're just to paraphernalia, to the accoutrement, or whatever. I'm looking for a word.
Incidental.
Yeah, but, peripheral or something. But then, now oxycodone is the center. That's what we're doing, and who I'm with and what we do revolves around that. And so for a while, it was still not a party thing, but kind of, I think we thought it was just a fun thing. Mm-hmm. Because we would go together and get a bunch of oxycodone and come back to somebody's house and, like, play a video game or just hang out and just relax and feel good. And it seemed, I think because of the euphoria you were getting in the beginning, it just seemed like fun.
So jump to senior year in college. You come to me in October.
Yeah. So I came to you in October and said that I couldn't stop taking these pills. And maybe I had stolen from you all by then. I can't remember. I think I had.
Nothing's on my radar that this could be a horrible situation. You're coming to us and telling us, which means you want to stop. So
right.
All we have to do is what you thought we had to do. Let's bring you home.
Right.
And you would drive back and forth to school, and you would just stop using them.
No.
Because you wanted to.
Right. Because it would be that easy. Yeah. And then when I couldn't?
We had to ask you to leave because things were missing, and we're starting to move into really watching the family fall apart. So during those 30 days, we were really careful not to give you money. We were starting to attend our own support groups and understand what role we were playing in funding your disease. What happened at rehab with the quarters?
Yeah, and I hoarded $70 in quarters over the 30 days. When I got out, went to a Coinstar and cashed it and used.
What did a using day feel like?
Open your eyes. I feel sick. All right, how am I going to get some money? Because my bank account would read zero by the end of the night every time. And so I would start scheming or hustling or whatever you want to call it, and find ways to come up with $100 and then...
Tell me what a day in recovery feels like.
A day in recovery is, for me, a lot of peace and a lot of hope. I wake up and I go to the gym because it's exactly what I want to do. There's something pure about getting a little bit of a good feeling from working out where it used to come from a chemical. There's just something pure and right about it.
If I could say one last thing, it would be that it's been a privilege to be your mom, to be the one who got chosen to raise you and to live this life and walk this journey with you. And I'm so proud of you.
Recovering addict Alex Elswick having a difficult and cathartic conversation with his mother, Shelley, in the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
You've been listening to Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth, an exclusive presentation from WUKY.